The Regents LifeWorks Transition Series provides an educational crash course on the not-so-basic basics of the USD LifeWorks transition at an industry level. We're your hosts, Irina Pritchett and
Tyler Zinner.
I'm Jean-Marc Fowler, and I'll be filling in for Irina in today's episode. Over the past few years, the market has seen several alternatives to US dollar LIBOR emerge. There's the ARC-backed secured overnight financing rate, and a few credit-sensitive options, which tend to behave more like LIBOR. Today, we'll be discussing one of the latter, the Bloomberg Short-Term Bank Yield Index, or BSBY.
Yeah, so let's start with the basics. BSBY shares major characteristics with LIBOR, including credit sensitivity and the availability of the overnight, one-month, three-month, six-month, and 12-month tenors.
Credit sensitivity means that the index reflects credit risk within the financial system, and a term structure means there's a forward-looking component. In turn, we'll see that BSBY has tracked closely to LIBOR historically. At this point, I think, Tyler, many listeners may wonder what sets BSBY apart from LIBOR.
Great point. So the International Organization of Securities Commissions, or IOSCO, outlined 19 principles that constitute industry best practice for financial benchmarks. So Bloomberg has communicated that BSBY adheres to the IOSCO principles, and it even went the extra mile to have its IOSCO compliance assertion independently verified by Ernst & Young.
That's true, and another important attribute that distinguishes BSBY from LIBOR is the presence of a robust underlying market.
Yes. So the BSBY methodology is based on actual transactions in the short-term funding markets. These types of transactions include CDs, commercial paper, U.S. dollar bank deposits, and short-term bond trades. Rates are based on transactions and executable quotes over a three-day rolling period, measuring the average yields at which large banks access senior unsecured wholesale funding markets. This means that real transactions drive the reported rate published daily.
While the LIBOR cessation timeline has been determined by the industry, individual banks may choose which alternative or alternatives that they offer. In 2021, BSBY has garnered significant attention from the industry. For example, BSBY has been linked as the underlying index in debt issued by large financial institutions, and it has also been used as a reference rate in syndicated transactions. Furthermore, it's gaining traction in the derivatives industry. The CME Group has launched BSBY future contracts, and additional developments are expected.
So Regions specifically endeavors to navigate the transition with transparency and keeping our customers top of mind. For more information regarding the LIBOR transition and how it impacts specific products and services, please contact your Regions banker. But before you go, here's our key takeaways.
BSBY stands for the Bloomberg Short-Term Bank Yield Index.
BSBY is a credit-sensitive rate with a relatively robust menu of tenors, including overnight, one-month, three-month, six-month, and 12-month.
BSBY has gained notable traction as a U.S. dollar LIBOR benchmark alternative.
And the adoption of BSBY varies across financial institutions. So discuss interest rate options with your Regions banker.
Thank you again for joining us on the Regions LIBOR Transition Podcast.
This podcast is for high-level informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or financial advice. You should consult with your legal counsel and other professionals concerning your specific situation.